Gavin Wolfman, Nathan Ward, Josh Henry, and starters for the Bobcat, Eastern City Bobcat, Jet Buchanan, Jaden Robinson, Chance Robinson, Daniel Lucas, and Dakota Gray. They are all tied up with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Chance Robinson, something down low, is throwing away there, but right into the hands of Daniel Lucas. Shot is no good. Henry on the rebound. Up to Ray. Ray going out of the way. Coach to coach, puts it up. No good. Tip around for Nathan Worth. He puts it back up. Nathan Worth on the floor there, putting him up by two. 15-11. Buchanan bringing the ball across the timeline. And the ball off there, too, was Rich. Jaden Robinson all the way to the other side of the court. Cool stand. And foul on the floor. That foul will get in the team four of the Philippines. Josh Henry, who picked up his full foul, team second with 27.9 seconds to go. Robinson, Jaden Robinson, tries to go cross court there to Buchanan, throws it out of bounds, and turnover there to the Saluki. Henry will inbound the basketball to Ray. He will bring it across the timeline. Looks like the Bobcats are in a 2-3 zone. Allen up the top, swings it around to Ray inside the work. Work. Flash moves to the other side, hands it off to Henry. Henry goes baseline, puts it up, no good, but fouled on the shot. We go to the line to shoot two with 6.2 seconds to go. Foul will go against number 50 of the Bobcats, Dakota Gray. He'll pick up his second foul, team third. And Josh Henry will go to the line to shoot two. Henry's first one on the way, no good off the back of the rim. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richardson Memorial Hospital, School for the National Bank of Albion, and Leggett Lumber. Josh Henry's second one is up, and no good off the rim. Gavin Boltman on the rebound, kicks it out the worst. Worst for three, no good. And they're bound for the basketball as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lookie's leading it here in the first quarter, 13-11. We're back in a minute. We're listening to Red Hills Lookie Basketball right here on the Legend.
Providing aid and mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back to Lucy fans here at the Dietrich Holiday Tournament here in Dietrich, Illinois, where the Red Hills Lucys are taking on the Dietrich City Bobcats. They are up here going into the second quarter, 13-11. Lucys will start the second quarter of action out with the basketball. Josh Henry brings it across the timeline, gets inside, work kicks it out bounds, swinging it back around. Henry over to Ray, around the left lane. Drives inside to Henry, up from the free throw line, no good. Chance Robinson comes away with the rebound, gets up full quickly, stopped there by Henry. Look, he's in a man-to-man defense. Chance kicks it back up top. Lucas, left side, knocked out of bounds there by Ray. Pass intended for Buchanan. He will inbound it to the far sideline. Buchanan trying to get it in, running out of time, throws it in, right in between the legs of Ray, he picks it up, he's dribbling down the court, lost control, and put it back on the floor, calls for the double dribble. Second end of the game, for the Bobcats, Chance Robinson takes the lead with number 23, Kane Bushinger. Buchanan gets it in to Bushinger in the backcourt, we'll bring it across the timeline. Pulling right side, passes off to Robinson. Robinson back up to Buchanan, and Ray he called for the reaching valve. Ready to pick up his push valve, King Third. Buchanan will inbound it just in front of the Suzuki bench. Trying to find somebody to get into, almost found somebody in the corner as it was bobbled around, goes out of bounds by Seth Fizer Saluki. Checking into the game for the Bobcats is number 5, Dylan Taylor, as Buchanan will take a seat. They will guard the inbound man. Taylor trying to find somebody. Open ball, side by side, gets it in. We'll see Bash Taylor in the corner. He dumps it down low to Gray. Gray will be fouled on the floor. Fouled low against the Swifties, number 41, I believe. Gaffney Boltman picks up his first foul, team 4. Taylor inbounding the ball. Gets it in to Gray. Gray goes up strong. That's right, that wasn't Gray. That was Lucas. Goes up strong, count it. And one. Foul goes against number 20, Nathan Rourke, who picked up his first foul, team 5th. So Daniel Lucas at the line for a 3-point, full-back 3-point play. Richard on the way, got the ball. 7:03 to go, we're in the first half. Bobcats up 14-13 on the best way to press scoreboard. Gray with it on the left wing, back up top to Henry. Henry takes the right side to Allen. Allen, shut down, gets it back up to Henry, swings it to Ray. Ray into the corner to Boltman. Boltman back up top, tipped out of bounds there by Taylor. It will stay for the basketball. Henry will inbound it just in front of the Bobcats bench. Gets it into Ray in the backcourt. After the right corner, right wing to Allen, pulls up the green, no good. Rebound tipped around, lost control of it. Ray picks it up. Ray bringing it back and foul on the floor. That foul will go against Beecher City number 5, Dylan Taylor. He picked up his second foul, team 4. We're 6.5 to go here in the first half. Henry gets it into Ray in the backcourt. Ray across the timeline, right side to Allen. Allen, cross court pass to Ray from the left wing, tried to go over the top. Last touch out of bounds. By the Bobcats, it will stay through the basketball.
You're listening to Red Oak Blues Basketball right here on the Legend. Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back to the defense. Coming out of the timeout, Cameron Ray was fouled on the way up on a fast break, and he is going to the line to shoot two here. Ray was fouled by number 5, that was Dylan Taylor. And he will be to the line to shoot two. Ray, usually pretty good free throw shooter, as we all know, he was a state finalist a few years back, but missed the first one. And he guys, first pair. Drop that in the ball for Donnie over to Cannon into the corner to Lucas. Lucas up top to Persinger. Back to Lucas, almost lost it there. Lucas tried to go cross court, throws it off the side of the backboard and out of bounds. It will be Lucas basketball. All tied up here in the second quarter, 16 all with 5 minutes to go. Allen will bring the ball across the timeline, goes right side to Ray. Ray into the corner of Henry, back to the top. Trying to get some good ball, moving into the 2-3 zone. Ray pulls up from 2 feet behind the line. No good Ray for Allen on the rebound. Brings it back up top. Finds a hole right down the middle. Floater, no good. Worse, put back no good. Gets his own rebound, throws it off. Buchanan, and rolls out of bounds. It will stay. Lukey basketball. Henry will inbound just in front of the box after it. Gets into Allen on the left wing. Allen bringing it back up top. Goes across court to Ray. Ray on the right wing. Back over to Allen. Allen back to Ray trying to open something up inside. Dribble across the court over to Allen. Allen drives left side and calls for the travel. Ray trying to do that Euro step there, and they've been getting called on it quite a bit here lately. Hey, in case travel to Europe, we're in Dietrich right now. It's a long travel right there, so hopefully we can stop the turnovers and try to go over. First finger on the left side, stolen away there by Allen, thrown around on the floor, hit back up by Dottie, and Dottie will be called for the travel. I'm not sure if that's Dottie or Dodie. I'm probably Dodie.
I have friends, but I'm not going to do this.
Allen comes away for rebound, gets it up to Ray. Ray, nice easy layup. No good. Ford gets the rebound, put back, got it small. 8-2. That's the way he got the rebound in favor of the Blue. Persinger walks it across the timeline. Looks like the Blue are now in a 3-2 zone. Left side to Buchanan. Buchanan bringing up the Bobcat basketball. Ray and Henry check out. Gerald and Colton check in. And Buchanan checks out the Bobcats as Chance Robertson comes back in for the two Robertson boys and for the Bobcats. Dottie trying to find the body, gets it into Persinger. Persinger bringing it back up top. Holt gets up on him. And shot made, jumper there by Jaden Robertson from 5 foot out. Makes a 2-point lead for the Bobcats 20-18. Allen drives the lane, puts it up off glass, got it to fall. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. First thing, bringing the ball up to the Bobcats, slows it down, calling it a play. The coach, moving to the right side, sees Jason on the right wing. Jason double team, down low to Lucas. Lucas up and in for a nice easy layup. Back and forth between the Lucas and the Bobcats. Holt brings it across, passes off to Allen. Allen dribbles left side, finds the lane, puts it up, no good, ball batted around, right side by the Bobcats, and then we'll be Red Hill Collegiate Basketball. Guerrero will inbound the basketball just in front of the Bobcat bench, gets it in the hole. Hall's dribbling left side, hands off to Allen. Allen, started there by Furstinger, tried to hit Worth, but flies into the backboard, and out of bounds underneath the Saliki basket. It will be Bobcat basketball. Donnie will inbound it, just to the left of their own basket. Trying to find somebody, gets it in to Furstinger out here midcourt. Holds steps up on him, looks like they're in a man-to-man defense. Furstinger, dribbling out near the volleyball line, calling for help. And foul call on Johnson Holtz. He picks up his first one, team seven. So Furstinger will go to the line to shoot one of them. 1:04 to go on the best place for school, baby. Off-pass leading it, 22-20. Furstinger at the line for the first time tonight. Free throw on the way, got it to call. He gets the bonus. 23-20, the score in favor of the Bobcats. We'll see live from the floor of the Chicago, Illinois press box. Furstinger second free throw is up. Got it to call, got a bow. 2 of 2, that goes. Allen will bring the basketball up, moving across timeline. Picked up by Dottie, goes right side, hands off to Burt. Pulls up to three, buries it. First, brings it back within one with 50 seconds to go. Furstinger walking it across the timeline. Sounds like the coach wants him to take the last shot. Furstinger hands off to Chance. Chance dribbling out to the volleyball line, got it by Carroll. Chance brings it all the way across, hands it off to Dottie. Double team. He breaks out of it, drives down low, gives it to Lucas up and in for an easy layup. 26-23. Allen gets the inbound, full court pressure put on by some Bobcats. Carroll from the corner, no good. Rebound comes away to Dawson Holt, 15 seconds to go. Pass off to Allen, wide open lane to the basket. Puts it up and in, nice easy layup. 8 seconds to go. Chance moves it across the timeline, picked up by Carroll. Stripped up, ball loose, it's on the floor. Jump ball called, 1.2 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And it will remain Bobcat basketball, 26-25 in favor of the Bobcats, with 1.2 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Chance Robinson will inbound it just in front of the scorer's bench. Gets it in to Dottie. No good as it banks off the backboard and rim. As time expires on the best play express scoreboard, Bobcats will be walking their halftime up, 26-25. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saliki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Hello, I'm Teresa Oswald. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50 just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku. You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Amboy Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Amboy Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmboyFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Amboy Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Philly Japan here at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Little half-court shot contest going down out on the floor right now. Always some things to do here at halftime. Something nice during holiday tournaments. Get some of the crowd and kids involved. Some of the players from different teams. But a little bit of a look here at the first half at it. Besides us getting on tape, but we finally got it on. Fred Saluki down, it was back and forth there at 26-25. They were back and forth. They were down by one at the end of the first quarter. I believe it was 14-13. And it's just been back and forth ever since then. And Saluki has just been on pretty well dominant there on offense as he gets multiple offensive boards. And they've been able to they've been able to keep it a nice close game, and they seem to be a pretty good matchup to the Beach City Bobcats. And not many of the Slukies in foul trouble right now. The only two in foul trouble for the Bobcats that have three fouls is Dylan Taylor and Dakota Gray.
Yeah, you're right, Ryan. Both teams not really foul trouble. Both teams play fairly well with each other, but no, not shooting is great. As well as Beaver City Bobcats are, Beaver City right now, from 2 points, they are 10 for 13, and 1 for 4 from 3 points, which makes them 17 from the field, and they are 3 for 3 from the free throw line. And on the other side, for the Lukies, they are 9 for 21 from the 2-point line, and 2 for 15 from 3, makes them 11 for 36 shooting. But let's go to the stats, or let's go to the court, the who's leading the team right now, and for the Beaver City Bobcats, Danny Lucas with 11, Jaden Robertson with 8, you got Dylan Taylor with 4, and you got Chance Robinson with 3. And then on the other side, for Fred Hill, Lucas leads the way, his 8th first with 9, 4 points from Josh Curry and Cameron Gray, and 8 points from Greg Allen. And foul trouble for Lucas, really, is Cameron Gray. He's got 2 fouls on the night so far, everybody else has 20 plays. And on the other side, for the Bobcats, Lucas. Dakota Gray did not play much after he got his third round. They played with Dylan Taylor, so we'll see how that goes. If he'll play at all in the third quarter, not have to get to the school for him. Have to wait to see. And the rookies have been doing a little bit better job at this season. They've slowly been progressing along as the season's going. And we kind of never know show up as just before we got there. They hit a 3-pointer. And I believe a couple others have made a couple threes since then. But it's been a very interesting back and forth game. So hopefully whenever they come out of the locker room, that'll be a pretty close-knit game. And we can pull off a win here tonight against the Beach City Bobcats. We're only down by one. A lot of basketball left to go.
You're totally right. A lot of basketball left to go. And just reshooting woes. It's going to happen. It's getting to that middle point of the season where still trying to find ourselves. We left the, I think, the starting lineup today, like there was in the fifth place game for the Lake City Tournament, as well as seventh place game start. We had this tournament starting out Cameron Ray, Jason Worth, Anthony Gerald, Josh Henry, and Drake Allen. So Gerald comes in once again to start, but Gavin Felton is Josh Henry as the new starting lineup. Gerald's not doing a lot to do right now, but he knows the case. He's going to be a fire starter, so we'll have to see how he goes. Dalton Holt, he's that guy that, once we're winning by big, without one of our games, he's guys that most important that. Usually, if we have another guy come in, he can answer the back to him. So, maybe coach sees something in. See something that I see this team right now play as the way they are. We're going to work out. I mean, if they're going to play like this against Beach City, I don't know how, what their capability is to Beach City, but I feel good for so far as what I just saw on the
now. And like you were saying, Coach Brian Havel might see something in practice that he has to speed for us, so he's just not getting the best out there on the floor. here at halftime at the Detroit City Holiday Tournament. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Still got a few minutes left. We'll go ahead and send it back to the students for a commercial break. Be back here in about 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hills Lucky Basketball right here on Blood.
Land, fuel, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for 3 generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At KC State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital locations. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be back with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Lucky fans. Halftime show is brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Here's the Detroit City tournament. Lucky's are down here at halftime as third quarterback is getting ready to start here in a few minutes. Wildcats are up 26-25 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. But so far, so good. It's been back and forth in the first half. And pretty good run of it so far. And it should be an interesting second half, though.
And it should be. Both teams are playing zones right now with the Beach City Bobcats right now with a 2-3 zone, and the Red Hill Salukis are running a 3-2 and sometimes go back to a man defense. And I mean, shooting number wise, this does not come out to where we should be down by 1 point. But the way we've been playing, getting some turnovers, getting some great offensive rebounds, and it's worth looking like player of the game right now.
And like we always say, it comes down to free throws, and it looks like both starting five back in for both teams. Blueberry brings you across the timeline. Bob Pass in the 2-3 zone. Pass the left side to Nathan Kirk to extend. Puts up the 10-foot jump. That's good. Ray gets the rebound. Throws it back in. Allen gets it back to Ray. Pulls up for three. No good off the front of the rim. Ball sits around. Stolen away by Ray. Ray picks it out to Gerald. Blue ball on the floor. Pulls up. Buries the three. Successfully there by Chance Robinson. Pavlos on for the full court press, 28-26, early in the third quarter. Taylor passes off the Chance, and picks up the dribble in trouble, and calls for a travel. Lights and slippers put there, Red Claw right in front of him, turned over there early in the third quarter. Henry will pass into Ray, he will bring it up the court, brings it across the timeline, pass across the court to Henry, Henry back to Ray. Ray picks it up, inside Wirth. Wirth, back to Ray in the corner. Way in trouble, gets back up top. Wirth out near the volleyball line, cross-court pass to Henry. Left wing to Allen. Allen cross-court to Ray, back to Henry. Henry's going to drive the lane, put up a floater, and got it to fall. Apple calls for a full-court press. Put it away there by Ray. The last press out of bounds by Taylor. And it will be Lucky basketball. Bobcat head coach wants some time out. We'll go ahead and keep it here. I'm going to play Fresh Forward here early in the third quarter. The Salukis are taking control 30-26. They come out firing on all cylinders there on defense.
there with Pickles and Ken in the whole way. Brings it across the timeline, double team by him and Henry. Full away. Ray up to Gerald, letting a little too far as it goes out of bounds. And now we'll call for the Pickles press. And coming in as Buchanan will take a seat is Persinger. Dave Persinger checks in to Bobcats. Taylor will inbound it. And foul call against the Salukis. That will be against Paul Cameron Ray. He picked up his first foul, team second. Russell Taylor. Checking in the game is Gavin Bolton as Ray will pick the lead with 3:49 to go. Taylor will be the inbounder. He gets in to Persinger. Persinger guarded by Gerald. Persinger breaks the full court press and Bolton slaps it away. Gerald picks it up. Jump ball call before Havel can get the timeout. They will be in favor of the Salukis. A tough break there. Henry inbound for Allen. Allen's going to walk up the floor with 3:30 to go. Here in the third quarter. Gerald with it on the left wing now. Back to top to Henry. Over to the right side to Allen. He's going to pull up the three. No good on the setback. Taylor with the rebound, bringing it up towards the hurry. Goes left side to Jaden. Jaden Robinson back to Gray. Gray puts up the jumper, no good. Allen on the rebound, gets it up towards Gerald. Gerald slows it down, pulls up from the left wing, no good. Rebound to Allen. Put back good. Goes there on the inbound. Gets off to Taylor. Taylor brings it up timeline. Kicks it left side to Robinson for three, no good. Rebound tipped away into the hands of Allen. Up towards Henry, Ray's going to pick the first. Bolton picks it up instead. The breakaway and fouled on the shot. Bolton's the third one, 2-2. Two guys in the same vicinity there. Wasn't sure he was going to pick it up. But that foul will go against number 23, Kate Persinger. He picked up his first, team first of the half. 2-2 to kick and go here in the first quarter. Bolton at the line shooting two. First one, no good, in and out. Checking in the game is Ray as Roddy checks in. It's too cool to pick you out here. It's too cool.
Their basketball start at the second half of the Salukis right now. Both offense, they seem to be still clicking as they have a
7-4 lead. Wolfman missed the second one. I hope to see that go around. 38-31 for the Cooler in favor of the Salukis. Dotty gets it into Robinson, back to Dotty. He's bringing it down towards the hip, went right into the hand, back to Dotty, and drives down into the paint and fouled on the shot. Dotty will go to the line and shoot two. That foul will go against the cool one, Gavin Bolton. He picked up his second foul, team first. Does Dotty have the money as a 5'9 junior? First free throw is no good. Just pull it off. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, Barker Candy, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Next free throw, no good. Allen stretches up, gets the rebound. He's going to break away, gets it across the timeline, and Harry dumps it off to Bolton. Bolton puts it up, no good. Bolton got it to fall. Taylor gets it back. Maybe Bolton will be double teamed. Almost thrown away there by Allen. Down low to Lucas. Bolton comes up, tipped away there by Gerald. He tracks it down, but stepped on the baseline. Good hard basketball there. He played by the Salukis. Brad Smart on defense. Coach Cavill wants to put pressure on hard tonight. Down low to Lucas. Lucas kicks it out. Robertson gets the pass. Christian line no good. Dottie on the rebound on the putback. No good. Work. Pulls it down. Gets it up to Allen. Allen on the alley. Gets the tough timeline. He's grabbing inside the thing. Goes down low. No foul on the shot. They're saying it was hit. I searched by the Bobcats as it goes out of bounds. Henry will inbound it just to the right of the goal. Trying to direct traffic, gets it into Gerald. Gerald top key into the corner to Allen. Allen brings it back. Gerald points it to Henry. Henry out here at the line. Back off to Allen. Cross court work. Work pulls up from the left wing. No good. Robinson outlets there to Persinger. Persinger bringing it up court. Started there by Gerald. or singer is going to Lucas. Lucas drives inside the lane, puts a 5 foot jumper, no good. And foul will be called against the Bobcats. That foul will go against number 12, Jaden Robertson. He picks up his first foul, team second, as Lewis will inbound the basketball. Dottie was showing a little bit of pressure there, but backs it back up. Looks like they're going to be matching up now. Man-to-man defense by the Bobcats. Allen dribbles off. Lucas takes it back up. Finds Lewis for help. Lewis out near the volleyball line. Passing off to Gerald. Gerald on the left wing brings it back up top to Henry. Henry takes the screen from Gerald. Hands off to Allen. Allen back to Lewis. Lewis dribbles inside. Kicks it out to Colton. Colton down low to Henry. Henry jumps off. Finding help. Tips away by Robertson into the backcourt. But Colton goes to pick it up. On Colton, where Allen, will two on one, puts it up, count it, and one. Allen on the break, finds the basket, and that foul will be against Bobcats number 42. That is Daniel Lucas, picks up his first foul, team third. As Dakota Gray will check in, and Lucas will have a seat with 15.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Allen at the line trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play, and he does. Makes the free throw. Robertson brings it across the timeline, gets it to Taylor. Taylor into the corner to Persinger, double team. Back to Taylor, back to Persinger. He goes baseline, up the road to Gray. Gray loses control and fouls the shot. Gray was over the line to shoot two. That foul will go against the Lucas number 40. That is Drake Allen. He picks up his second foul. Team four. 47.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lucas lead at 43-31. Gray at the line shooting two. Missed the first one. Down from the screen box. Checking in the game for the Lucas as Henry takes the lead is Cameron Ray. Ray will check back in. He has three fouls on the line so far. Gray at the line, shooting two, missed the first one. Second one on the way, got it to club. 43-32, 11-point lead by the Salukis on the best way express scoreboard. Allen's going to walk it up the court. Allen telling him one shot. Gets it off timeline, he drives inside, puts it up. No shot, that was on the floor. That ball will go against the Bobcats. Down with driving lane. Foul with against number 40, that is Seth Naughty. He picks up his first foul. Team score. Gerald gets it into Allen. 25 seconds to go. Ray out near the log line. Shoots the ball. He's got ready. Puts it on the floor. Backs it up a little bit. 15 seconds to go. Started by Persinger. Little on the right side. 10 seconds to go. Still for 10 out there. 6 seconds. Ray makes his move. He's with his left side. Goes all the way to the basket. No basket. Foul on the floor with 2.9 seconds to go. Lucas will retain possession of the basketball. Foul will go against number 23. That is Kate Forsinger. Picks up his second foul. Team 5th. Gerald finds Ray in the corner. He's going to pull up for three. No good. As time expires on the best way to correct the rules. Lucas going to the fourth quarter ahead by 11. On the best way to rest forward, 43-42, we're back in a minute. We'll listen to Red Hills Lucas basketball right here on the list.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels for the Dobson.
I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at bsbnewton.com.
Chicken steak and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport. Also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osborne. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services. But what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, Go Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and member FDIC.
Welcome back, Lucy fans. 4:40 to go here in the game at the Dietrich Holiday Tournament. Lucy's are leading at 45-41. They have the basketball, and they're out of the timeout. Ray is going to bring it up forward, started by Fulfinger the whole way, gets her across the timeline, and Fulfinger will pick up his third foul as he was reaching in. 15-6. That'll be Saluki basketball out near midfield. Found it, school to Saluki. Jaden will step up on him and contest him. Gerald gets it, throws it into the backcourt, nobody was there. Fulfinger picks it up. Passes it off to Lucas. He goes up strong to the basket. No good. Jaden on the rebound. Kicks it out to Chance. Chance for the jumper. Got it to fall. 45-43 in favor of the Lucas. Allen bringing it all the way down the court. Puts it up and in. 4-point lead now. Thrown away by Worth on the inbound. Worth kicks it out to Allen. He's going to go baseline. Puts it up. No good. Gray on the rebound. Jaden all the way up four, puts the wrestling in for a nice easy fast court play. Back and forth we go, 47-45 in favor of Red Hill. Gray throwing it down out there at the volleyball line. Passes right side to Allen. Allen drives inside the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Block there. Gray gets through, down out with the full finger. First finger bringing it up full, the whole way. Kicks it out right side to Lucas. Drives the side, passes off to Gray. Gray, over their chance, he brings it back up top. Picks up his dribble. He nails one to Jaden. Jaden back up to Chance. 3:23 to go. Chance picks up his dribble again. He nails one to Fulfinger. Fulfinger bringing it to the left side. Drives back in, kicks it out to Chance. Chance picks up his dribble inside the lane. Back out to Fulfinger. Good ball movement here by the Bobcats. Good defense by the Salukis, not allowing anything inside. Chance picks up the dribble again. Needs help, finds Gray. Gray hands back off to Chance to the left wing. Gray from the free throw line, takes it off the backboard. All tied up at 47. Gray gets the inbound. 2:45 to go in the game, and Coach Apple wants the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 2:44 to go here in the game, Joe. 47 all. This was a totally different game at halftime. Lucas was down by 26-25, but they came alive during the first quarter to take a big lead. I think the biggest lead at one point was 11 or 12, but now the Bobcats have come back and tied it all up. You know what? A little crazy with seven runs, but now here in the full quarter, the Bobcats are on a 15-4 run. Tie the ball game up. It's up. We're going to up the ball game. So let's see what we can have. That's magic. I can see it right now. We're both playing well. Let's see who can throw them up. And the Salukis done a phenomenal job on defense, but just have been allowing the Bobcats to get good ball movement out around the perimeter and open it up inside. Allen gets the inbound, and it looks like Chance Robertson's going to stay with him the whole way down. Allen gets around, he gets across the timeline, kicks it out to Henry, who checked in there, and between timeouts. Gray at the top of the key, down low to Worth. Worth swings into the paint, puts up, jumper no good. Gray tips it around, outlets there to Fulfinger. Fulfinger slows it down, cross court pass to Chance. On the right wing to Jaden. Jaden bringing it back up top. Stolen away by Fulfinger. Fulfinger on the breakaway. Pitched out of bounds there by Jaden, and Holtzman was trying to go up to the basket. Well, Saluki's ball retained possession of the basketball just for the right of their 12-09 to go here in the game. All tied up at 47. Henry finds Worth right down through the basket. Count it! And one. Worth gets the inbound and keeps him back up. That foul will go in. The Bobcats. Number 50, that is Dakota Gray, picks up his fourth foul. Nathan Worth at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Buries it. 50-47, full court press put on. Fulfinger comes out to help. Gets the inbound. Henry stands with him the whole way. Fulfinger gets it across the timeline. Third on that side, ends off to Robinson, and Gray will be called for losing a foul. He will pick up his fourth foul, 57. 7 fouls for both teams. Both in bonus. Well, Chance Robinson to go to the line to shoot one of them. Chance at the line. course, we go on the way. Nope, we're off the street off. Well, this is Andrew Gray. Gets past the Jake. Jake passes off the Wurzlinger. Wurzlinger right by Henry. Picks up his dribble. Henry steps up on him. Passes off to Lucas. Lucas back to Wurzlinger right side to Jake. Jake back to Lucas. Goes inside the lane. Goes up. No good. Tip up. No good. Yes, it's a rebound jumper. Finds the bottom of the net. Along the bound is Allen, 1:30 to go. 50-49, the score is favorless. Lucy. Allen goes to the basket, no shot. Foul was before the shot. Allen will go to the line, shoots one in the bonus. Foul will go against the Bobcat number 23, I believe. He picks up his, or sorry, that was number 33, Chance Robinson picks up his first foul, team 8. Greg Allen at the line, shooting one in bonus. Free throw on the way, got it to fall. Here in the second one. On my goal, throw it, comes down to cool, cool, whoever makes the most, which is pretty good, really, after they make all that many. And you're totally right, but not made a lot of free throws, but you still have a lead here. They missed a couple key ones here, the third or fourth quarter, so let's see what happens. As Allen hits the second one, and Hamill calls the timeout, we'll take some two. 51-49, it should be, I believe. On the best race for a scoreboard. We're back in the mini group in the regular city basketball right here on the legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. A local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Moshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Moshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Moshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50 just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Moshoku.
Welcome back to Lucky fans. 1:25 to go here in the game. Lucky's lead at 52-49. That is a little mixed up here on the scoreboard. First thing we'll bring her toss picked up by Henry at half court. Gets the screen from Jaden. Dumps it down by Lucas. Lucas dribbles to the basket. And he is fouled on the floor, so Lucas will go to the line to shoot one in bonus. That foul will go against number 40. Drake Allen picks up his third foul, team 8. With 1:12 to go. Daniel Lucas at the line, shooting 1-1. Got it first and then the second. Lucas at the line. First free throw on the way. Got it to fall, he gets the second. Brings the basket in two. It is a nail biter here, Joe, and we've had a couple of those so far this season. What we have in this game is a back and forth, less than runs, 50 runs here by the Bobcats. Give them within a few points right now. As Lucas missed the second one, Henry got the rebound, bringing it up court. He's got the work. Work drives into the lane. Big step there, missed the shot. And Erzinger got the rebound, but Work called on the foul. Work will pick up his fourth foul, team 9, so they will take the long walk to the other side as Kate Erzinger will be shooting one in bonus. With 1:02 to go here in the game. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank and Toyota Moshoku, Illinois. Apply to join our team today. Missed the free throw. Allen got the rebound. Just under a minute of play to go. Closes it down, gets it across the throw. Henry. Henry hands it off to Ray. Ray out near the vulnerable line. Let's try to work. Works to Henry in the corner, bringing it back up top. Running some time, drives some time, kicks it out to Wirth. Wirth bringing it back out. Ray on the right wing. Brings it back out, gets the screen from Holtzman. Back over to Allen. Allen brings it back up top. Wirth with it now near the bottom line to Henry. 30 seconds to go here in the game. Allen with it. And a foul away from the basketball.
foul going against number 23, Kate Hertzinger, picks up his fourth foul. Team ninth. And Ray will go to the line to shoot one in bonus to pull it up. Pull it out and make the PS2 possession game as he hits the first one. Pull the one possession game, got to hit the second one to make it a two. 27.5 seconds to go here in this contest. Great second one, no good. And Wolfman gets the rebound, put back no good. Ray tried to get the rebound, but lost it out of bounds. In a little bit of time, it went away from the clock. 53 to 50, one possession game here in favor of the Salukis. Hertzinger will bring it up the court. 3-2 down by the Salukis. This gym is coming alive. Hertzinger out his glove online. 10 seconds to go. Jaden with the basketball now. Going left side. And calls for the travel with 8.2 seconds to go. And Coach Havel calling for a timeout. It will take some two. Timeout brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hills Bulls Basketball right here on the left.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back to Rich Fan here at the Beaver City Holiday Tournament. It is a nail-biter, one-possession ball game. Solutions have the basketball and the lead 53-50 with 8.2 seconds to go. Henry will inbound the basketball, gets it into Ray. Ray driving down court and fouled instantly by Cade Schlusinger. And he will pick up his fifth and final foul as he fouls out of the game. As Hertzinger will have a seat, Taylor will check in for him. And that is the 10th team foul. High is about that, so Ray will go to the line to shoot two. First one on the way. Got it to fall in. Two professional ball games here, 54 to 50. Nanko Travel pulls the rest of the boys back to the back of the work. Ray's second one, got it to fall in, 55 to 50. And timeout called by Coach Apple, who will go ahead and keep it here at the 30. 55 to 50. Gotta wonder, with 5.7 seconds to go on the clock, gotta wonder why Coach Apple called the timeout. It's a fresh ball game. But I mean, I'm sure the Boston doesn't have plenty of timeout, but running down 4-4-3, still on the timeout to try and get to it. Well, I'm thinking we'll put that one play in here, too. Let them get to put two, and then, well, what they got to do is they got to foul the last, so it's already getting down to 3-point games. You know, they have to do another free throw foul here. We can run that to foul. And you think about it, play can't foul or lose out. You got to do a Taylor three. You think you can foul a couple more times he's out. So, I mean, they just all about the strategy for the first round. 5 seconds to go, maybe even. Might have been telling them, hey, don't foul, hands up. Play good defense. 5.7 seconds to go as Jaden gets the inbound. Time running down. Throws it out of bounds. Time stops with 1.8 seconds to go. And after the inbound, the Salukis will coast to a victory. Score 55 to 50. Not sure what basketball went. Henry had to go underneath the hoodie to retrieve it. And so Henry will inbound to Ray. And that'll do it here for Sioux Bay of the Dietrich City Holiday Tournament. Lukey's coach to victory 55-50 on the Best Way Quest Global. We'll be back in a minute for Coach Lukey's Fashion and Play of the Game. Here with the Red Wolf Basketball right here on the Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels for the Johnson deal. Because the Johnson deal is a bad deal.
Welcome back to the fans. Rookie's winning here of day one of the Deeper City Holiday Tournament. 55-50 over the Deeper City. It was a nail biter back and forth the whole way. It was a 1-point game throughout, or to end the first quarter of action. And then it was a 1-point game at halftime. If ever the Bobcats had 26-25, and then the Rookie's come out roaring on all cylinders and go on a The biggest lead of the night, I believe, was 12 or 11 point lead. And then the Bobcats started to come back there in the fourth quarter. And just got, almost took the toe, got it within one, and then tied it all up. And the Lukies were able to pull ahead and pull out the win here tonight, 55-50. And it was a nail biter for sure. And they came down to about the last few minutes. And it was a close one, Joe, and I'm sure Coach Apple, he may not be pleased with how the whole game went, but that third quarter just went off. It was a pretty nice quarter, and the Flukies came out and had their eyes set on the corner.
And you totally read that, Ryan. Both teams played a heck of a ball game, but a win to win, you know. I mean, you might not have shot as well, especially from 3-point line. But it worked out as, well, go ahead, look back here as Andy Lucas, right score for this Weaver City team, has 21 off the night. You know, 8 points from Van Rousey, 8 from Van Rousey, 5 from Jay Searching, 4 for Dylan Taylor, and 3 for Dakota Craig. Now, what we do right now with Lucas, as 18 off the night breaks out and scored it on in the second half. But I also did before that, Saturday for his name for that time. Only the half, 17 points. Henry had 4, only the half had 6 on his at this point, I think 9. Kevin Ray, not too well for 3, ended up 11 points on the night, had to be 3 throws to win this ball game, 3 Red Hill team.
There's both in that. We'll make a quick 30-second break and be right back with the Philadelphia Sports Fourth Up Bowl game. You're listening to Red Hill Sports Basketball right here on HUD.
Providing aid and mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Welcome back to the fans. We're now trying to fill out the World Four Cup players game. And we're going to go ahead and get to work. We had a lot of offensive boards and a lot of big points here tonight. And just some all-around good basketball game.
Yeah, and not only him, Jason Worth had a great game, but we also know looking at Chris Allen, who had a great night all day, or a great day for the city. Same thing with Cameron Ray, this is all-around great basketball for the Red Hills.
And as Coach Ryan Howell in front of us, so it's a great win here tonight as the first day of the Deeper City Tournament. And it wasn't a pretty win, but it was back and forth the whole way.
Yeah, it honestly, it was up to basketball. We played our best basketball for the third quarter. We struggled with time to hold today. And when you struggle with score, it's going to be problematic. I was a little disappointed in our defense too today. Our main defense, I thought we weren't as good as we should have been.
But we're lucky to win this game. I mean, it's ugly basketball for people to watch, but you know, maybe one game under our belt will help us move forward into tomorrow, where we got two games to play. And as always, coming out in that third quarter, we had that full, you tell the guys to get that full court press in the postseason. They don't see that out of you guys, and they usually kind of we had to find something to get our motors going. And, you know, we did that, but then, you know, we felt like late in the third, early in the fourth, we got in some foul trouble. A couple of our starters got three fouls, and that's why we kind of backed off a little bit. And they kind of got more momentum going. So, you know, it was a difficult game down the stretch, but we made it up fast. And Cameron Reyes hit some free throws late to really help us get this one. And as always, it comes down to whoever makes the first free throws. Kind of had a little trouble there in the first half, but as time went on, it played our half. Yeah, we weren't good to the free throw line in the first half. I don't know where we were second half, but I know we were better to close the game. I know Cameron hit several. I think Greg hit a couple. So, you know, without those free throws, we may not win this game. So.
And tomorrow evening, we come back at 2:30 and play Sullivan, and that'll be a tough game.
Yeah, I think maybe he's back around 11 or 12 early today. That's what I told the kids. So, you know, tomorrow's going to be a tough day, but I'm confident that we'll play better. I mean, I don't know that we can play tons of work, so hopefully we come out and play a better game tomorrow.
All right, Coach, good job tonight. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach Ryan Havel with his thoughts on the game. So, that'll just about do it for us here tonight. I will not be able to make the first game, maybe make the second part of it, but Joe, my cousin Scott Kick, will bring you all the action for the 2:30 game against Sullivan. And I will be back on the call with you for the 5:30 game tomorrow night against Newton. So join us for all the Red Hill Saluki Jesus City Holiday Tournament action here on 99.3 The Legend. And we're the Royal Guard, Andy Horst, and Keith McCall here back in the studio. I'm Ryan Steeves, and so long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Lukey's basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Amperol Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Saluki's basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.